Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Barry Nussbaum.
Hello and welcome to ATP Radio. I'm your host, Barry Nussbaum. We have a dynamite show for you today. Joining us to discuss what went down in Washington, D.C. on January 6th and all of the aftermath, which just gets weirder and weirder every day, is the dynamic, informed, conservative Will Johnson, the founder of Unite America First. Will, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, well, welcome aboard. So glad to have you. We've got so much to talk about today. After watching what I saw on TV and realizing, having talked to you before the show, that all may not be as it seemed, I'm thrilled that you were there. And with your eyes there in the crowd, you know what happened. So let's start with kind of an overview, Will Johnson. You were at the D.C. rally. As we talked about before, it was reported 200, 300, maybe as many as 400,000. You've got a different idea of the crowd. Why don't you give that to us?
You know, when I was there, I saw so many people, you couldn't even see the grass. And like the last time before this January 6th event, I was in D.C. and there was well over 100,000 people. But the mainstream media said it was only 900 people, which is completely a lie. So many people showed up January 6th to stand up peacefully, mind you, in their support of President Trump and this nation. And the left, those tyrants, they hate it. I mean, just beyond belief how much they hate it.
You know, as you and I have talked about, they say the biggest crowd ever on the mall in D.C. was for Martin Luther King, it's 50-something years ago. And if you're right about your estimate on the number of people there, this is bigger. And in terms of recent American history, quite frankly, there's been nothing like it. Is there anything that compares to this kind of crowd?
No, nothing at all. And you know what? The most crazy thing about it is that even if, let's just say that, and I'm willing to bet that the left, the mainstream media, they all know that there was more than a million people over there that were there. They will, no matter what, they will refuse to tell the truth. There's nothing like it. So many people showed up, and it's because we see what is happening with our country. We see what they're doing. This is a total destruction of our country, a betrayal at the highest level.
What is the purpose, or what do you make of the reasoning behind the fact that the crowd is being underreported? Why?
Well,
why would they do that?
The reason why I say they're doing that is because they don't want people to know that there are people that's actually standing up. And for that to give people the idea that you should stand up. They don't want people to know that. Oh, wait a minute. All these people are standing up peacefully, showing their presence, saying, hey, we don't want this tyranny. And yet, because that is taking place, they don't know. They don't want people to know, so they react by lying to the American people like they've been doing.
Well, why did you go? Let's start with that. I mean, it's a big deal. You don't live there. It's a lot of aggravation, and obviously going into D.C. with a million people at the same time must be a logistical nightmare, right? Why did you do it?
Well, I went because I love this country. I went because I wanted to document what is happening to our country. I've constantly said that if we don't reelect President Trump, that he is going to be, my opinion, I'm praying that I'm wrong, but my opinion, he's going to be the last decent president this nation will ever have. One that will always put Americans first. He's going to be the last one that brought in the jobs the way they did. He's going to be the last one that created the economy the way it was. He's going to be the last one that didn't take a paycheck and donated his paycheck to the American people. He's going to be the last president. And now with them trying to, we talked about this before, with them trying to impeach him, they're trying to make sure that they want to impeach him, bring up the 25th Amendment so they can put him in handcuffs, so then that way they can silence him forever, because there's still, and I'm going to say over 80 million people that still support this president. And it's more than that now, because more Democrats are saying what is happening is not right. The ones that actually care about this nation, the ones that actually care about the truth, they know this is not right. And they're speaking up, too, as much as they can without being attacked by people that's on the left. And a lot of them are just being silent.
Well, let's talk about what happened. Let's start with this. I saw the shots on TV, and I'm sure you saw it after you went home. It looked like a complete riot at the Capitol building. But I didn't see, I know this is sort of what you touched on, Will, I didn't see the mass crowds with the mothers and fathers and grandparents and grandchildren, because a number of our ATP people were sending me videos. It looked like 4th of July, American flags, MAGA hats, picnics, everybody loving on everybody else. I saw old people, young people, white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians. I mean, it was a big cross-section of Americana. And it looked like a 4th of July party, except for the fireworks. But that wasn't on the press. Certainly not anywhere you could access it. You had to get a video before it got taken down that somebody like you shot on their cell phone, right? And
yes.
Then, Will, you saw the frickin' Capitol, and it looked like World War III.
And you notice anything that's putting Trump supporters in a bad light, they're making sure everyone sees that. They're making sure everyone gets to view that. You even have the mainstream media right now calling any Trump supporter that was there a domestic terrorist. They're calling us terrorists.
Oh, no question.
I mean,
seriously. That's what I want to get at, right? That's what I want to get at. That makes you a terrorist by association. What did you do other than peacefully assemble? That's your right under the Constitution. Speak your mind. That's your right under the Constitution. Protest or support your government. These are all rights guaranteed to you as an American. How do you feel personally?
Well, you know what?
Category of domestic terrorists.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. This country have been tormented by Antifa, BLM, and these socialist communist Democrats for the past 4 years, and not a single time did any of these media outlets label them as domestic terrorists. I mean, literally being terrorized by the left. People have been literally killed by Antifa and BLM, and they refuse to label them as terrorists. Here it is, we have the American people that went to the people's house, the so-called people's capital, and all of a sudden these people are terrorists. They're calling Americans terrorists because we do not want these so-called kings and queens to turn our country into a communist country. I mean, seriously, we paid their bills. They're supposed to answer to us. And as far as the Constitution, I said this, I've been saying this out for months, Barry, that these Democrats have already, and I'm going to repeat what they said, because I've been saying it for months. They've already demonstrated and they've already said that the U.S. Constitution is an out-of-date document. It needs to be revised or either just completely done away with. And the first thing they're going after is not the Second Amendment. That's not the first thing. A lot of people, somebody, they're going to, first thing, they'll come for our guns. No, the first thing they're going after is the First Amendment, your free speech. They're shutting down communication. They're censoring people from having a civil conversation. They're shutting down people from just communicating with one another. They've already censored and blocked the current sitting president of the United States of America. First thing they're going for is our free speech. Then, once we are no longer able to communicate to tell your neighbor that they're coming for your Second Amendment, that's when they're going to do that. And a lot of people are not recognizing it.
I can't tell you how wrong I hope you are, my friend. That is the abrogation of the sacred rights granted to us in the 18th century under the most brilliant document in modern history, the American Constitution and its amendments. And that's all that protects us from turning into Venezuela or Russia or North Korea.
Or China.
Yeah. Or China.
And that's one of the biggest players in this right now. And many people don't know that. They're one of the biggest players right now, the CCP.
How do you mean that?
The Communist Chinese Party?
Yeah.
They're one of the biggest players because Joe Biden, he has already been made known that he owes China. Hunter Biden, the pictures that they were censoring everyone from seeing, all the information about Hunter Biden and his dealings with China, the big tech companies and the mainstream media prevented everyone from seeing that information so they wouldn't hold it against Joe Biden. The same thing that they did saying that President Trump was colluding with Russia is completely been proven, and no one, it's like the media doesn't care, and the law enforcement in this country doesn't care, that Joe Biden they actually colluded with China, the same thing they blame Trump on. So everything that they say that Trump is doing or anyone else is doing, they're actually doing it themselves. It's so frustrating right now. I don't know if you can tell in my voice right now, but I'm just so irritated. These people, Barry, they're straight up evil. We all live on the same planet, and they're doing this evil acts.
I totally hear it, and I can tell you that if what you're paranoid about turns out to not be paranoia but realistic expectation of what's on the agenda with these people. Look, Will, I thought this stuff might happen in a month or two. Biden's not even president yet, right? They're not in control of everything yet.
No.
And this is happening. I mean,
and that's
if
part
it's
of the
like
reason
this,
why it's. I'm sorry. I was just going to say that's part of the reason why they want to impeach President Trump when I talked to you before, because they want to get him out the way. Because, I mean, what is President Trump doing? I mean, I'm almost feeling like I hate to say this. This is just my feeling. I'm almost feeling like he's abandoning us because we see what is happening. This is happening, and it's still under his watch.
I wish I knew. I don't, so I can't respond with some sort of intelligent observation as to what the hell is going on, although I wish there had been something he could have done more than was done, because nothing seems to have worked in terms of preserving our rights, I'm sad to say. But there's still a week. Not that I'm hopeful at this point, right? We've got Melanie from Louisiana that wants to come on and ask us both a question. So let's see what she has on her mind. Melanie, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay. It's more of a statement to touch on what Will was saying. Don't think this was not planned out. I watch everything. I record everything. Do you think the Democrats leading those states did not have those businesses destroyed so Joe Biden could come in and save the day? Or how about the land that's been sold in Texas and New York to Chinese people? They destroyed small business owners and the collective areas that they had their businesses in, and then turned around and sold the land cheap.
I'm going to answer the first question. Will, go ahead. I'm going to let you do the second one. I'm very distressed, Melanie, that we don't have a mechanism in place to regulate enemies of the country buying up assets of the United States, because once
Correct.
It goes in that direction, unwinding it becomes incredibly difficult. Imagine, if you would, for a minute, that American companies go into China to build their own plant, buy the land, get the factories built, and they make Toyotas or Fords in Beijing. That's illegal. You're not allowed.
Well, General Electric
to do that.
Is already sold to China. That deal's already in play.
Oh, yeah. We are, no doubt, we are allowing the engine of America, farmland, factories, workers, technology to be exploited and exported. And it doesn't have to leave the country, it can still be in Texas or Louisiana, or California, controlled by, and,
it's here. I live on the farm. I live on farmland. I can tell you how many acres have been sold to Chinese representatives through LLCs and CCP companies. It is ridiculous. And you don't think that they want to grow food for Americans, do you? No, they don't.
Oh, God, no. They're running out of food.
Of course. And these people, I mean, no offense, Will, but I really do feel sorry for minorities if China does, because they don't like minorities. And that scares the hell out of me. It really does.
Well, you know what? Let me say this.
It's
not just minorities.
So
yeah, it's not just minorities.
We would be
They've already picked it up to attack white people. Where do you think the attack on white people came from? The Chinese are using white people and black people to have all of us at each other's throats.
Exactly. That's what the playbook is. If you listen to media, they have caused more division than anybody else in this world. Let's be straight. They are like echo chambers and saying the same thing over and over and over, go from channel to channel. So people say, well, hell, all five of these channels say the same thing. It must be true, right? That's what people who sit home watching this crap listen to. And then instead of showing Antifa destroying Portland, mostly peaceful, they're going to focus on the Capitol. Well, why they didn't focus on the Capitol when it was totally taken down by the Women's March? They breached it. Where were the FBI then? Where were the FBI in Portland when those cops lost their vision and people were killed on the streets? Where were they then?
This is by design to create a scenario that does not exist by saying that Trump supporters are all domestic terrorists. And it's not even those of us that were at the Capitol. They're calling anyone who supports President Trump a domestic terrorist. Before, they were calling everyone that was supporting President Trump, if you're white especially, a racist, a neo-Nazi. So now it went from that to calling all of us domestic terrorists. And it's by design. And let me say this too. They're already talking about not allowing conservatives to even hold a job. They've created hit lists. They put me on a hit list. Antifa and BLM have me on a hit list right now to take me out as soon as they can. And what's being done about
Cash
that?
Too. Cash has a court document case coming up for something he did 4 years ago. He's turned his life around. Now they just basically probably hurt his court case.
Melanie, thanks for calling. We've got
ridiculous.
We've got a big list of callers backed up behind you. Sure, appreciate
your time.
All right.
Well, I hope y'all get some good info.
Thanks for calling
in. Also, did y'all see the bus in Mississippi? Check it out.
I want to remind our listeners the number to call is 516-595-8069. Press 1. And we'll get to your calls as quick as we can. We've got a whole pile of them backed up. So, Will, I was reading some notes this morning from Robert Spencer, who we work with, and Robert says that he's gone over everything Trump said. There would not be any violence. He didn't call from violence. He wasn't calling for some kind of coup. But all the media, the social media, the mainstream media, the tech giants, they're talking about what happened when you were there as if Trump was trying to install himself as dictator of America based on, well, like the guy dressed up with horns. And the other dopes that were running around the Capitol building as if they're working for him. You know what I mean? And what strikes me historically as someone who studies history, in 1933, after Hitler came to power, just 4 weeks after he was in office, the Reichstag, which is their parliament, the same as our Capitol, caught fire. And they caught a Dutch communist who probably did it. He had a mental incapacity. He probably didn't know what he was doing. No one knows whether he did it with the Nazis or on his own. But they used that one incident of terrorism, which it was, an arson, to blow it completely out of proportion. And what did they do with that? They enabled Hitler to become the dictator. They took away all the rights of the German people. The parallel right now is astounding, as rights of people like you, as we just talked about, are being severely limited on your ability to communicate, to assemble, to give your opinions. Why? Because you're labeled one of the, quote, domestic terrorists, which I find incredibly insulting and inappropriate and un-American, because what separates us as a country from these other countries, I should say, was our rights to do these things. And now you may not have those rights, and I may not have those rights, and that scares the hell out of me. Doesn't it scare you to death?
You're not alone, Barry. I mean, you know, a lot of people keep thinking that everything's going to go back to the norm. Everything's going to be normal. You know, I did a video day before yesterday about an airline. It was Delta, actually, where an airline, they're in the air, mind you. They're flying from one location to another. And somewhere during the flight, the captain of the pilot of the plane decided to do emergency landing. The reason why he wanted to do that emergency landing is because they found out there was Trump supporters on the plane having a private conversation about how they supported President Trump. What does that sound like
to
you? I just did the video report on it, and the lady in the terminal crying because they made her get off the plane because they were having a private conversation, and they overheard her talking, her and another guy, I guess, talking. You just see her, but you can tell that she was with somebody, and she's crying about the private conversation supporting Trump, and they kicked her off the plane. They emergency landing, mind you. Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow. Well, what that tells me is we're on our way to becoming North Korea or China or Russia or Venezuela or Iran, where you can say whatever you want as long as it matches the party line. In every country I just mentioned, there's one party. And if you're not a member of that party, then you're on the outside. You're the opposition. You're, by definition, the enemy of the state. We have always prided ourselves on being able to talk about anything. Apparently, not anymore. We've got Lynn waiting in the queue from Florida. Lynn, you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I've heard several comments, not from Will's show, but on social media, et cetera, that we have communist Chinese warships on the east coast of the states lined up. Can anybody verify that?
Go
ahead, Will.
I was going to say, if I can, I've heard rumors about that. I've heard rumors of Russian and Chinese soldiers on the southern border and even on the northern border and the ships. The problem with that is that they're putting out all this information, and half the time, actually more than half the time, none of it's ever true. And they're doing that trying to say that, trying to give us this false hope, a false hope that something is going to change all of this, that this communism is not here, but it is here.
What concerns me, though, is MacDill Air Force Base is right across the bay from where I am, and we're hearing the F-15s and whatever other kind of planes there are every day. They're running across the state. So my concern is that I think they're out there, and the Air Force is being watched. They're watching.
You know, Lynn, the important thing is to listen to what Will said. There's so much disinformation. It creates a confusion and an overwhelm in the mind of the listener, to the point where you literally become paralyzed with so much junk floating through your head. I've gotten dozens of emails in the last 2 days that Nancy Pelosi's in jail and the Pope got arrested. And I mean, just one wacky report after another. And don't kid yourself, sometimes these things get forwarded 10,000 times in a day, leading people to believe they're true. They aren't
exactly
always true. Thanks for calling, Lynn. We've got Roger up next. Roger has a question from California. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Barry. Hi, Will. How are you guys?
Hey.
We're good, thanks.
Yeah, you know what? Back to your point, Barry, about misinformation. A lot of folks do get caught up on that. And unfortunately, it's just because what do we have left other than to at least hope, right? I mean, look, I think everyone expected Trump to win on November 3rd, November 4th. Waking up that morning and hearing about the elections and it being overturned, I mean, what more evidence do these Dems want, or does the public need to see, that literally, you know, I mean, we got videos of, again, people pulling stuff out of, you know, under the tables, and we got shredding companies out there on site where there shouldn't be. I'm just concerned that this is going to affect future votes and elections, that in essence, this is a pathway for the Dems to win naturally, you know, every 4 years. And that, I think the conservative base has lost its trust in the system. There's no way they can restore that. Now, if they go after your guns and all that other stuff, I mean, it's over. It's game over, you know. And I just feel that that's why there's that hope need, and that's why people trust in some of this wacky, you know, news. Even myself, I'm a victim to that, you know, the Vatican and the blackouts and whatnot. But where can we turn to? I mean, I despise even turning on Fox. I despise turning on CNN, you know. What do we do?
You know, you've made a very good point, Roger. Thank you for your question. I can tell you that people like Will and myself, I'll let him answer as well, we spend an inordinate amount of time sifting through news reports. I think today I had nearly 300 messages when I started looking at my inbox at 5 after 5 this morning. And a lot of what I do is figure out the real from the sketchy or the just made up. So I can tell you, if you find sources like Unite America First, which is Will Johnson, American Truth Project, which is us, we employ and work with dozens of people to create news feeds that we're comfortable with. And when we're sure, we say we've got it. And when we're wrong, we say we were wrong. Unfortunately, the mainstream media doesn't do that for you. And so I would admonish all of you to have a bit of healthy skepticism. You have to look at who is giving you the report. Will, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, you have to pay attention to who's relaying the information. When people relay stuff to me on like the back channels, what have you, I never come out and say, hey, this is going to happen, XYZ is going to happen. I, the only main thing I'm constantly telling people is that we got to prepare and prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I mean, and that's just a common thing. And you're right about the mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, MSDNC, all of them are lying to the American people. And it feels really bad. It almost feels like we've been let down because we see the corruption. And the law in the country is not doing a daggum thing about it. Nothing. So are we a country of laws or not? And it's like all of the laws that we thought we had, the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, you alluded to, once they come take the guns, his game is over. Once Biden is inaugurated, it's already game over. It's already game's over. I mean, when that day comes, we have truly lost America to communism.
And I'm going to tell you guys both, mixed with the whole COVID thing, which is depressing in itself, right? I mean, 2020 was nothing short of depression with COVID and losing that freedom of, you know, going out, hitting up the gym, getting your hair cut. I mean, what worries me is all these new strains and all this talk. I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. Once that vaccine comes out, oh, there's going to be another strain. So, you know what? We have to basically face reality right now, but readjust, and we have to coordinate. But I truly tell you, I say go after your guns, the churches, these things that are really sentimental to folks. It's literally time to not just sit around. We have to do something. And I'm not talking about violence, but I do say that people need to just congregate and just discuss this. You know, and I think the Dems, what Biden is saying with his inauguration, it's to bind people together. It's not happening right now. You know, it's just not happening. I mean, you guys, he even took office,
if you haven't noticed, and I'm being a little facetious, Roger, of course you've noticed, they have a different agenda. Thanks for calling in today. We've got Ann next in the lineup. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, please. Hello? What's your question for us?
Yes. I'm glad you guys are on, and this is very informative. The question I have is it true that CCP had cold weather training in Canada? I think this was the first week of December.
I don't believe it. I did see that report that they were training on Canadian soil. I don't think it's true, and the story went away. Will, do you know anything about it?
I saw some video footage of Chinese soldiers marching, but there was no way to verify that it was actually in Canada.
Yeah, I saw that video, and it did look like Chinese people, but we didn't have the GPS location, so
right.
There's no telling where it was. But this was a report
I appreciate the question, but this is typical of how we operate. In other words, you've asked a question that you saw something about, You're asking two people that are fairly well informed. We're giving you our feedback. We're not jumping up and down and screaming, run for your guns. Do you know what I mean? This is the way we find out. So thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
I'm going to
go back
thing,
to some. Yeah, quickly. Go ahead.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so also it was said in the article that I read, this was a foreign article, and it also said that they had canceled the training because the government had canceled that training because China had kidnapped two Canadian citizens. Now, this was in a foreign article on the Internet that I read.
Yeah, I don't have any information on that at all. Will, do you?
I don't have any on that either, but it goes right along with there's another report out there saying that the Chinese government, the CCP, says that they have Chinese soldiers on standby for a President Biden to put on the soil of America. So there's so many rumors and so many stories going on out there. And I truly believe it's being put out there to cause disinformation, to mislead us, to misguide us, to have us all confused as much as possible.
Well,
yeah,
Will, would you like me to text that link to you just to read it?
I'm sorry. Say it again, please.
Oh, I was saying, would you all like that link? Will, I have your – have it where I can text you a link that I have from that?
You can give it to send it to Annie, our producer, and she will
look into it. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I just got a text message in response to your question from one of our contributors that I don't want to name without her permission, who's a former CIA officer, and she said that. She understands that 8 to 9 senior CCP military officers trained the People's Liberation Army. That's what they call it. Did winter training in China, in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are Canadian citizens held in China right now, but the training was canceled after Rebel News exposed it. So that's directly from my inside source, and that lady is very rarely ever wrong.
Okay, so
okay, let's go back to some other questions that
okay,
we've
well,
got.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
calling.
Uh-huh.
This is interesting, Will. The commercial response to what happened on January 2nd is bizarre and getting even more weird. Now, if I was to say Forbes to you or Forbes Media to you, your normal response would be, oh, Malcolm Forbes, Steve Forbes, conservative economy, leaning Republicans, free speech advocates, and so on. When Steve Forbes ran for president a million years ago, I actually had a very small private lunch with him. I found him extremely interesting, very strong constitutionalist. As they say in Texas, come to find out, the Forbes family doesn't own Forbes anymore. They have new ownership, and they're chief content officer is a guy named Randall Lane. You're not going to believe what I'm going to read you. This is a quote. Forbes Media is holding those who lied for Trump accountable in a truth reckoning. A truth reckoning. Sounds like the re-education camps after the Chinese Revolution or the Vietnamese took over, the North Vietnamese took over South Vietnam. They had re-education camps where they sent people to these horrible torture places until they learned the truth, which is follow the state and their dictates, ignore personal liberties and rights because they don't exist anymore. Listen to what Forbes is going to do. He says that he singled out five senior White House officials that he portrayed as, quote, the people paid by the people to inform the people. He mentioned Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and co-host on Newsmax Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Stephanie Grisham, all in the press office, as well as the current presidential spokeswoman, Kayleigh McEnany, and former advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, as all people who should be singled out in the media so they never get hired by corporate America. Holy cow, Will! This is Forbes magazine, who people used to think were pro-rights, pro-freedom, pro-capitalism, and now they're stooges of the big, deep state. Have I shocked you this morning?
No,
or this
you
afternoon?
Haven't. No, you haven't, because you know actually they've been talking about making it to where Trump supporters or anyone in the Trump administration can never hold a job for weeks now. And now they're just, you know, and this was like under the radar, and I saw it, and I've been talking about it. And the reason why I've been talking about it, not like just some report, because they've been saying it before now. And now they're just even coming out even more progressively saying that they're going to do this. And they're not going to just stop with people that have worked in the Trump administration in the past. They're going to go even further with people who were outspoken, like yours truly, showed their support for President Trump. I live in Austin, Texas, or just outside of Austin, Texas, and there is a shop here that went on the social media, and they told anyone, they said, if you're looking for a job and we find out that you have an account or had an account on Parler, that we will not hire you. So this thing that we're seeing here is about to get so bad for conservatives, that we're not going to be able to find jobs. And I'm just waiting for them to go to the electrical company and start turning off the light for anyone that they find out was supporting Trump, cutting their internet, cutting any food supply. And when they bring in the vaccines, which we could have an entirely whole 3-hour show on that. Once they bring that in and saying that you don't have your papers, but in this case it's going to be a vaccine, you won't even be able to buy anything or be able to go to the movie theater or hold a job, get on an airplane, go in a federal building, walk down to the park, go to your stinking mailbox. That's how far they're going to take this. They're even going even further, actually. They don't even want you to be in your home by yourself unless you get it, because there might be a case or a time where you step outside your door. It's that bad.
Oh, boy.
And some people still don't get it. Some people still not getting what is actually happening in these United States of America, which was the greatest nation in the world, in the history of the world. And they are literally destroying it, Barry. They're destroying the country that has been the beacon of humanity, that have been the light of freedom throughout the world, throughout history. They are literally destroying it.
Well, let me just pile on a little bit. There is a company that distributes a number of conservatives. I'm specifically referring to Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino, and others. The company is called Cumulus Media, and their head of content, Executive Vice President Brian Phillips, sent out a memo yesterday saying all on-air personalities. Now, they don't produce the shows. They distribute them coast to coast. And they said that any on-air personality that alleges there was improprieties with the presidential election in November, which is anybody with a brain is saying that. And if not, if you're not saying it, you're deaf, dumb, blind, or, well, somebody that just won't accept anyone but Biden winning. You can call that person whatever you want. This guy, Brian Phillips, said anybody that questions the election will be terminated, and they won't distribute their content anymore. Because he said, we need help to induce national calm, and we will not tolerate any suggestion on air that the election has not ended. He said the election is resolved, and there's no alternative acceptable path, and if you transgress from this company policy, you can expect to separate from this company immediately. And that includes Levin, who's the biggest thing on Fox, talking about constitutional law, and they told him to shut up. But on his Sunday night show, he still went after the media for exploiting the violence, and he claimed President Trump didn't incite the violence. So I'm wondering what's going to happen. It seems like there's a club that meets every night, and this club of tech giants, corporate America, lawyers, political operatives, Hollywood stars are all, I hate to use the word conspire, but it sure seems like that's the right word, to silence the berries and wills of the world. And if they can go after, I mean, keep in mind, Judge Jeanine has been pulled off the air twice in the last month after she filmed her show. Fox refused to air it because they didn't approve her content, as if she's a whack job.
I mean, and was she showing nudity? Was she cursing? Was she, I mean, was she
worse,
violent?
Much worse.
You know?
Much worse. She was defending President Trump. That's worse than child pornography. Don't you get it?
Wow.
I mean, that's where we're at right now.
You know what, Barry? I have many people sending me emails saying, Will, what do we do? People are sending me emails saying, I'm terrified for my family, for my children. What do we do? And this is now, you know, and I've seen reports where they're saying that you can't say anything about the 2020 election. You can't speak out against it. You have to say it was all open and fair, and you can't say anything wrong, just like, you know, the whole China regime forcing the people, communists, you know, North Korea, everything. And then, but you can say that the election wasn't fair in 2016, you can still talk about that election as if it wasn't fair, and that, you know,
people. Let me clarify. Are you telling me that you've seen information that says you can say that Hillary Clinton got robbed in 2016 and the election was fixed and Donald Trump is not my president, and Hillary Clinton should be president?
And that's
kosher.
Yeah, I've seen that information just like you have for the past 4 years. At what point did the mainstream media and the Democrats apologize for the fake Steele dossier? At what point did the mainstream media and the Democrats apologize for taking us down this millions of dollars for the Russia collusion delusion, which came to find out was 100% fraudulent? At what point? We've all seen that. They put the country through so much in the past 4 years, but now they're saying it's all over with. You can't say anything. You can't question what we are telling you, because if you question what we're telling you, we're going to destroy you. And that's what they're wanting. That's what they're doing right now. That's not what they want to do. That's what they're doing right now. Anyone who speaks out against them, anyone who says the truth, you can't. It's going to get to the point, Barry, to where you can't even say anything bad about the government, because if you say something bad about the government, that means you're talking about Kamala Harris, and especially if you're white. And if you do it, that means you're racist. And then they're going to start putting people up for hate crimes, hate speech.
What are they going to call you, Will? You're blacker than she is.
She's not even black. I mean, that's the whole point. But, you know, they have a name for all of – see, that's why they went from calling Trump supporters white supremacists and neo-Nazis to all domestic terrorists, because anyone who recognized what's happening and standing up to this, they were demonizing us and saying that we're bad to society, that we are the enemy of the state. And this – and the reason why they're doing it, another reason why they're doing that is to shut people up. Shut up and comply. I'm going to tell you this, too. I was in D.C., and I know a lot of people in D.C., and there's a person named Anthony Aguero. He was there. He lives in El Paso, if I'm not mistaken. He lives in El Paso, Texas. He was there, and a whole bunch of other people that were there. He does reporting. He went inside the Capitol building, and the FBI was at his door when he got out of his Uber at his home in El Paso, questioning him. Today, he called me when the FBI wanted him to come back in. The FBI, he called me and told me the FBI wanted him to come back in. This was almost 6 hours ago. He said, "I'll give you a call when I get back out." This was 6 hours ago.
Uh-oh.
6 hours ago. And be honest with you, I don't trust the FBI. Look what they've done to people in the past. Look what they did to General Flynn. They're setting people up. This is the highest law in the land, and they're doing this to American citizens. People don't understand where we are. And be honest with you, I don't even take the FBI credible any longer, but the only reason why people do is because they have the guns. And once they take all of our guns, we most definitely won't have a choice. And that's what's happening. It is China all over the place.
Let's take a call. We've got Charlie here from Nashville. Charlie, you still there?
I sure am. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. What's your question, my friend?
Thank you so much. Well, I want to lay out a point of view, and I would conservatively say that my point of view that I'm going to build for you here in 60 seconds probably is shared by 5 to 10 to 20 million patriots in our country, and who knows how many veterans beside those. You know, just like y'all said, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, completely corrupt as a result of Obama planting all of his people in, you know, before he left. And, of course, nobody thought Hillary would lose and blah, blah, blah. But I'm a logical person. I'm a college grad. I'm well-read. I've had 30 years in business. I'm respected, you know, by my peers. I'm a thinking person. And I was in the fourth grade when JFK was assassinated. I remember that day so well. Our teacher wheeled in a black and white television, or maybe color, I don't know, into our classroom in the fourth grade. Didn't say a word. We watched Dallas the rest of the afternoon. I woke up that day. My little mind in the fourth grade knew something wasn't right. After 9/11, I got calls from several of my friends whose brothers or sisters or friends were in the CIA or FBI, and they told my friend who called me and said it was an inside job. I was floored. I was absolutely devastated. And then the more I looked at it, and of course now we know, obviously it was an inside job, Cheney calling down the jets and all that. But here's the point. We know for sure, any thinking person knows for sure, whether it's what side you're on, that this election was stolen. The work that Sidney Powell and the others have done, and all the videotape. I mean, it's everywhere. The UPS driver that drove, you know, 100,000 ballots from New York to Philadelphia or whatever. The question is, where is the military in this? Where are the military white hats or black hats? The intel is logical. Now, what happened was when Trump. When Trump gave his first speech, of course, that was that. And then the second speech, when he was trying to calm down the crowd. What is true is that he did not concede. He did not call Biden. And he basically said he'll make the transition to the new regime, which, you know, we think is going to be him. Now, he told the people, but the other thing he did is he told the masses to go home. Please go home. Be safe. Go home. And that was apparently a requirement before a president enacts the Insurrection Act or martial law. He has to put the word out for all the good people to go home. And he did that. He did not secede. And the other point, and I could talk forever, but I'm going to make this real short. He had to wait until Congress did their thing to see if, in fact, they were going to, you know, confirm Biden, which they did. And of the supposed 100 Republicans, there ended up being six who actually stood up for Trump. So all those people were quote unquote traitors. If you're a Trump patriot, and I listen to people that are smart. I listen to people that are in the know. Like, of course, I've pretty much stopped listening to cable news a long time ago. I know that Bill O'Reilly is compromised. Who I listen to is Dr. Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. I listen to Robert David Steele, and I do listen to Alex Jones. However, Alex Jones has not jumped on the bandwagon of any of this. I mean, he's not saying that the troops are in Washington, that the Insurrection Act was called, but I am connected with 5, 10, a dozen very smart people that are deep within business or the government. Yeah.
If I may, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
You know, Alex Jones has said there's troops and that they called martial law in D.C., which they
I didn't hear that, and I've been on his channel every day.
Yeah, and the reason why they called martial law in D.C. Is because of the inauguration. And a lot of stuff that you're saying, because I've heard all this information coming at me. People send me this information from everywhere. Mm-hmm. A lot of the information, what you're talking about, is from those Q drops. And
let me say this because a lot of people,
you know, on the Q, and the Q has done nothing but put information out there to get people to feel a certain way. Now, everything that you're saying, I want it to be true. I'm not fighting you on it. I want it to be true.
Let me say something, please. There, you know, we've been told there's a 12-foot fence around Washington, and there's troops there. And you know, I saw the videotapes of state troopers bringing in three vans of Antifa. Virginia state troopers brought in Antifa. We know that there were people inside the Senate that compromised, that opened the doors, that let people in. Come on in, come on in. So all I'm saying is, to a thinking person, Trump had to wait. He didn't succeed. He didn't secede. He had to wait until all the evidence was in. And so why would a logical man would think Trump, he has done the Insurrection Act. He's going to do that. It's the only logical thing to do. This is the largest insurrection since we, you know, the 1776. This is it. So my question is, why do we not think that it's been done? Don't you think it's logical that he should do the Insurrection Act right now? Don't you think it's logical?
You're right. It is logical that he should do it. The problem is that we have law and order in this country for the past 4 years that have seen all the corruption and all the violence, and no one has been arrested. Not a single person. The 160,000 indictments that we all heard were coming down,
never took place. Barr was a traitor. He's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these people around, Trump was surrounded by the enemy. He was surrounded by the enemy. Just look around. I mean, he was not getting the right intel. He should have had a committee of 100 business people all across the country, like me included, to give him feedback of what we feel, what we're seeing. Trump is,
all right.
You know, he went to his rallies and he, you know, I'm sure he knows a lot of people, but he did, the information never got through to him. Like, for instance, Robert Davis Steele is a brilliant man. If you go on his website, you'll see he has tried to get through in light. I mean, him and Cynthia McKinney, I mean, they're just two of probably hundreds or thousands of patriots that are God-loving, America-loving patriots. We love this country. And we want to help Trump.
I think Barry's got to jump in here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. We love this country.
Charlie.
I think Barry got to jump in here, and I have to go off because I got to do my my nightly broadcast as
well. Yeah, well, I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Charlie.
Go ahead,
I appreciate
Barry. Tell me what
call.
You think.
I do want to make I want to make one comment. The military works for the commander-in-chief. We do not have a country where the military is independent. So
right.
In banana republics around the world, you get control of the military, and then the troops march in, surround the palace, and bingo, they put in their own person or the commander of the army. Thank God we don't have that kind of government. The military does not make and should not make independent decisions, but they report to the commander-in-chief, and should an insurrection act be declared, oh, boy, you ain't seen nothing like the backlash that is going to cause. And like Will Johnson, there's a whole lot of bad people that need to get picked up and sent away. Whether it happens or not, I honest to God don't know. Although I can tell you that there's a lot of people hoping for it, but it hasn't happened. Let me talk about something else real quick. Will, you were talking a minute ago about what's going to happen as all these conglomerates are unifying to shut down conservatives. It's in Congress. It's in the Senate. It's local governments. Like I said, it's every major broadcast media and, most importantly and most recently, the tech giants. And you know who I'm talking about, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and so on.
Even Amazon.
Yeah, turning off Parler. Here's what's interesting. Capitalism, in its infinite genius, creates alternative paths to the same place. Get this. Since people have gotten so freaked out about the messaging services, in the last 3 days, Telegram announced today they've added, get this, 25 million new users to their platform because of what happened to Parler and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
25 million signups. It's never been done in history.
And the stock market
has reacted. I'm sorry?
25 million?
25 million signups in the last 3 days. And
for which platform?
Telegram. It's the...
for Telegram, yeah. I mean, you know, they're going after Telegram next.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I heard it.
They might. And I might also add that Parler, having been deplatformed by Google phones, Apple phones, those are the two big tech giants that run all the phones in America, and Amazon Web Services for email, they're off, but they filed a gazillion-dollar lawsuit against all the companies. But the backlash is still continuing. I don't know if you've heard of some of these banks, but I was going to mention J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's largest bank, is not allowing donations now into politics. Citigroup, the third largest, is pausing. Goldman Sachs, the largest investment bank, because they're not happy with certain things. But here's where it gets weird. There's an app called Stripe, which is the preferred payment processor of online merchants. So if you buy something online, they process your credit card. They have suspended Trump and anything connected to Trump, making it impossible for anyone to support Trump or any of his endeavors online. They handle payments for millions of businesses, including Shopify, and all of those have been shut down, and all campaign contributions to Trump have been shut down because, according to them, anyone connected to Trump is a, quote, high-risk activity, unquote. So they previously deplatformed other groups that were raising money or consciousness, like Gab. They fired them off, and yet all of these businesses continue to support and work with platforms that have hate speech everywhere. So here's a question for you.
They had it where they were calling for the assassination of President Trump. They were calling for the death of Trump supporters. None of that ever happened. You know Andy Ngo out of Portland, he's always showing, exposing. He's releasing a book, and there's a particular bookstore in Portland where Antifa has went every day to shut down that bookstore so that that bookstore would not sell his book. And if they could get their hands on his books, they would put them in a pile and burn them. They would literally burn them. That's what they're wanting. They want his book so they can burn them. Does it remind you of anything from the 1930s? It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds
I mean,
like
it's
Germany.
So remarkable. So, hey, Barry, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come on and being with you for this hour. I got to jump over so I can go do my nightly broadcast. It's been a real honor and a pleasure to be on with you.
For everyone, before Will runs away to go be more famous, Will, tell people where they can find you, please.
As of right now, you can find me at uniteamericafirst.com, but they're attacking me at a level that I've never seen before. So right now, uniteamericafirst.com.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to stay on. I've got some more news to cover for our audience, but everybody out there says thank you to Will Johnson. We love and appreciate you, my friend.
Take care.
All right, let's move on. It strikes me as an almost obscene contradiction in political theory that the great murderers of the world, like, for example, Iran, every country in the world knows they're the leading sponsor of terror in the world. They support vicious groups all over the Middle East and elsewhere in the world that work aggressively to kill people, Americans all over the world in uniform, all the Jews in Israel, not to mention the troops in Israel. They're destabilizing country after country after country. And yet, America, the supreme leader, Khamenei, still has a Twitter feed. But Donald Trump, the president of the United States, doesn't have a Twitter feed. He hasn't called for death to America. He hasn't called for death to Israel. He's not calling for assassinations, etc. But he lost his Twitter feed. Iran didn't. The Chinese can have their feeds. Cuba has it. Venezuela has it. But not Donald Trump. Doesn't that strike you as incredibly bizarre? And yet, all of these other companies have spent billions in the United States supporting Black Lives Matter. Let's talk about that for a second. All summer long, America burned. People were killed. People were brutalized. Cops were targeted and killed and assassinated. In spite of what you knew was happening, you also at the same time watched the completely insane media. And I've seen dozens of these reports. Oh, look. The peaceful protest got a little bit rambunctious. Meanwhile, the camera pans and three blocks of a city like Portland is burning, or Minneapolis, where people are looting like maniacs. Where Fifth Avenue in New York, the premier shopping district of America, building after building after building is being ransacked. And corporate America is sending billions to Black Lives Matter, of which none of that money has gone to blacks. It's an insurrection organization that promotes communist ideology over capitalism. It has nothing to do with black lives. The title sounds good, but that's not where the money went. And yet, they still have donations. They're on corporate America billboards and T-shirts and signs in front of businesses, and their violence is okay, but the president's isn't. So the largest company in America that does database management, you've probably heard of them, it's called Salesforce. They do everything for database. So in other words, names and addresses and emails and money, and it's a very, 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 very successful company, right? Well, they have deplatformed President Trump since January 6th. So the RNC can't send out any emails. They're going to have to switch all their data over somewhere else. That's not getting reported, is it? Nope. Facebook yesterday announced they're going to deplatform all content that contains the phrase "stop the steal." Why? Because they don't agree with it. And they don't want it being publicized. So Facebook, like I said, is free speech. They're very strongly in favor of it, just like North Korea and Venezuela and Russia and China and Iran and elsewhere. You can speak out all you want, as long as it's the party line. So at some point, America, get mad enough and demand your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, and so on, because you deserve it. Here's something that's weird. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, has been under constant fire for his attacks that are relentless on President Trump, because President Trump is such an evil, evil man. He just banned COVID denial, meaning you can't tweet something that disputes the official numbers on COVID, or disputes the vaccine's efficacy, or the vaccine side effects, or whether or not the vaccine works on version 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of COVID, of which there are that many apparently now. You're not allowed to say things that sound hateful. And yet, according to the Lawfare Project, you can be a neo-Nazi. You can question the most hideous mass murder in human history, the Holocaust. You can say supporting things about the Holocaust, or you can say it never happened. And you can promote Nazi ideology, and you keep your Twitter account. So the Lawfare Project came out and said, if you can't deny COVID, where a million people have died around the world, how can you promote the Holocaust, where 6 million people died? It's disgusting. And yet, there's an interesting backlash occurring today. World leaders are now denouncing big tech censorship of President Trump. I'm serious. Now, this is President Trump, banned from Twitter, banned from Facebook, banned from Pinterest, banned from Snapchat, banned from Reddit, and banned from Instagram. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's no Trump fan, trust me, said the banning of Trump is problematic. And freedom of opinion is an essential right of elementary significance. Well done, Chancellor Merkel. But there's more. Her spokesperson said the fundamental right can be intervened in, but according to the law and within the framework defined by legislators, you cannot make a decision by the management of social media platforms to stifle free speech. Bloomberg said yesterday there needs to be public regulation of the big online platforms. Yes, Bloomberg, there does. The French finance minister said tech giants were part of a digital oligarchy that was a threat to democracy. I agree. The leader of the European People's Party, it's a center-right political party, echoed that and called for big tech firms to be regulated. Here's a quote from Mr. Weber, the head of the party. He said, "We cannot leave it to American big tech to decide how we can or cannot discuss politics online. Today's mechanisms destroy the compromise searching and consensus building that are crucial in free and democratic societies. We need a stricter regulatory approach," he said yesterday. The far-left Labour Party in Norway said, "Big tech censorship threatens political freedom around the world." And he called the ban on Trump censorship. That's the left progressive party in Norway. You're seeing a backlash from places you didn't expect it. Mexican President Manuel Lopez Obrador said that Reuters reported that he said it was a bad sign when private companies try to censor opinion. He says censorship is like an inquisition to manage public opinion. He said, "I don't like anybody being censored or taking away their right to post on Twitter or Facebook." Even Russia, the opposition leader there, Navalny, said Trump's ban was an unacceptable form of censorship and was based not on a genuine need, but rather Twitter's political preferences. He said, quote, "Don't tell me Trump was banned for violating Twitter rules. I get death threats here every day for many years, and Twitter doesn't ban anyone for that." Interesting, isn't it? So the world from the left and the right is coming out to defend Trump, not because they think Trump is right, but that they think censorship is that wrong. And they are correct, and we need to listen to them. Because when they're done coming for Trump, they're going to come for Will Johnson. And they're going to come for me. And they're going to come for you. And I hope this is sinking in. And that's why I tell people when they ask me, where can I get news that I can trust? I say things like, come to American Truth Project and support us. We've got a staff of 10. We work really hard to get you the truth. So come to our website, AmericanTruthProject.org, enter your name and your email, and we'll get you all of our content on a regular basis, almost every day, for free in your email. And if you sign up on the website, we'll give you for free the first couple chapters of my new book, Because You Asked. And if you like it, you can get more of it at a discount. And you can also sign up on your cell phone. Take out your cell phone now. Do me a favor. Open a blank text message. Send the blank text message to this number, 88202, and type the message truth, and then push send. And as soon as you do that, you'll be subscribed for free. You'll never pay for the content, and it'll be on your cell phone. So I gave you the way to sign up on the website, americantruthproject.org, or sending the word truth to 88202. Either way, or both places, you can get our content. You can follow us on Rumble, where we publish our videos. We still have about 1,000 of them on YouTube, but I'm not long for YouTube just because I feel they're not going to be wanting conservative views for very much longer. Okay? Now you know where to find us. I hope you do subscribe, because if the day comes where our ability to reach out and touch you is limited on social media, you're going to need to be able to find us directly. And that means we need to be able to reach out to you through social media. If not available, well, then quite frankly, it's going to be by email or by text alert. It will get you all of our content, and you'll be able to hear me on the radio, Will Johnson on the radio. I'm on every Tuesday night. Annie's on during the week, Annie Cyrus. Will Johnson is with us. We've got shows every week from around the world that you will just love. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is where you'll find me on the radio every Tuesday, and I hope you've enjoyed today's show. So, lots of news. Please stay vigilant. Please read your Constitution. It's something that's so important, and maybe today more important than ever. So with that, I want to say thanks for coming on with us today. Thanks for bearing with us. I appreciate the callers. I hope next week you will wait in line and try to get through with a call. We had 100 today. We just took a few because, honestly, the whole show could be call-in, and then we wouldn't get out the stuff we needed to get out to you. So for that, for American Truth Project and ATP Radio, I want to say thank you for joining us today. I sure appreciate your support. I'm Barry Nussbaum. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.